Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
Hey gang, this is Rob Schwab, and we're here in Rob's basement playing Call of Cthulhu, run by my good friend Chris. He is making a valiant effort to rekindle my love for role-playing games. Not that I ever stopped loving them, but he's doing a damn good job tonight.
I believe so, yeah.
Did you go with us, Elise, or were you at the...
No. Yeah, I was at the diner.
Yeah, she went to the... I think everybody went to the diner except for you three.
Okay. And we were supposed to meet back up.
You were going to meet us at the diner when you were done at the hospital, because it was on the way. We walked past the hospital.
And we all know that going to the hospital is just breeze in, breeze out.
It's super breeze in now because whenever she went in to get x-rays,
this is an alternate
blew up.
Healthcare.
Oh, it's a Canada.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the technician was like, I have no idea. Like, all this stuff is coming up on the x-rays, like all these, like, splotches in the body.
Right, which are all the dick monsters.
Maybe. Or could be.
All the dick monsters inside me.
You've just been eating them.
So he's like, maybe you should go to Saginaw.
I'm absorbing
Saginaw has a hospital that can properly give you a good thorough checkup. Go to Saginaw.
They're a good doctor and thorough.
So they're going to, like, lay up. I mean, you're not going to, like, have sleep or anything. They set your nose and everything. You don't get your health back in Call of Cthulhu. Getting health back is kind of a big deal.
Okay.
If
we need damage, we'll do it later.
It's pretty slow.
So, basically, I have no health.
No, you have health. I think you only lost, like... Well, he also went insane. Oh, you're also temporarily insane.
Great.
Dead.
But what was the insanity?
Bless
though?
Your heart.
It was violence, and he had seen something like swimming in his
right,
body when he looked in
right,
the mirror,
right.
And so he started like trying to cut himself. And then your character went in and like tackled him.
Right.
He did start that process.
It was
but
before
he
the hospital, right?
Was, it was. Yeah. So he's sutured up and everything. No, and the cover for that is obviously the truth, as far as you know, is that we were in a car accident. Something really bad happened to me. Yeah.
Can I just get a quick recap of character names? You're Chet.
I am Chet.
Who are you, Elise?
Drew.
Nancy Drew.
I've got those.
Karen, I never forget that.
Amen.
And you're Leah?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And Frank and Lewis.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
This should definitely be the death of Karen.
Oh, fuck no. Karen's going to stay alive.
For sure.
She's
for
the
sure.
Final boss.
Like, I was lucky to get out of it today, but my kitchen manager is booking me Wednesdays from
fuck
here
her.
On out. So. We'll see what happens in the future, but I have a feeling this will probably be my last Rob's Basement and just general game for at least 2 months.
Hand of an era.
Mission. Just a little while.
What?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Until I get sweet wheels, maybe.
Until you're just driving around and picking up hot dogs off the side of the interstate.
Hey, you want to buy a Jeep? How much?
$2,500.
How many miles? Is it good condition? Does it drive?
It drives. I drove it here. It's out on the street.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to look into that. I want to check it
I'll
out.
I'll take it.
What can I do to put you in this Jeep today?
I'll do that. I just bought it.
I just need something that gets me to Nashville and back.
I just bought it today.
Yeah, see, that's an issue. And
my car's dying.
It's not right now, but it's got...
Wouldn't pass emissions.
It's only got 150,000
in the
engine.
It had 325,000 miles. I'm not doing that to that car.
Fuck
no. I just bought another beater. And it's pretty, but it's old and...
Did it run?
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It runs great.
Runs pretty good.
I'm basically an automobile hospice. Like, I'm the last stop between.
I should have just given you my Camry then.
Yeah.
All the right. Fact that you give your car as a hand job before you send them off is really nice.
Yeah, think of the rabbits, and that helps them get faster. as it would for anyone.
My last car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since I'm like 12 years old and I live with my mom, she sold it while I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left the money on my desk. But my Best of Bowie CD was in the disk drive, so.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Easy Learn Spanish was in mine.
My great-grandfather did the same thing. My granddad had a Studebaker that he was super proud of when he went and joined the Marines in the World War II. And said, you know, like, if anything should happen to me or if times get tight, you know, it's like, You can. You have my permission. You can sell the car. So he hadn't been through basic training, and my great granddad sold it for scotch.
The times were tough.
I was really fucking thirsty.
Oh god damn it! What am I gonna do about this?
Holy shit!
Christ. I would kill someone.
All right, so I've got you restrained, Leah. You gotta calm down. You gotta calm down. Fuck.
You've already roleplayed more than that.
Yeah. Look, it's just. You can't believe what's in an x-ray.
The dicks, they're inside me.
I know they're inside you. I was put one in you. No, I mean, I've had a cough. No, it's fine. It's fine. Just
you don't have a hernia. That's the good news.
And it's not cancer because they're moving around. Cancer would just kind of be there and throbbing. But this is all moving around inside you. I'm sure that once we go back to the house, we'll figure out what the fuck's wrong and get it out of you.
You know what might cure this? Fucking pancakes.
I think you're right. Let's sneak out of here before they can get your insurance information.
And you easily sneak out as the technician is left in disarray, trying to find anyone as he's looking for a fire extinguisher to.
When they turned the machines on to examine me, everything blew up. Or
it X-rayed you for some time, and there was a few beats, and then it just sparks, and everything just fried out.
Mm-hmm. Can I steal the X-ray? Is it developed?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's already gone.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
If Chet was with you, it'd be new.
Sleight of hand?
Had I gone to the hospital, I thought I was just bitching and complaining about getting into my room the whole time.
Yeah, I cut off there. So 50 is what's
right. All right, so cool. Percentile?
Yeah, so you want to get a 50 or lower.
Yeah. I got a 26.
Sweet. Yeah, you managed to roll it up off
Yoink.
The...
Anything else fun to steal while I'm at it?
There's some free lollies that you could probably have.
We could take that, we'll take the whole X-ray machine. It's got to be on wheels, right?
That's what I thought he meant at first.
Take some goodies.
Well, I was thinking any drugs or anything. Fucking yoink.
Ooh.
Give me a luck roll. Luck will be here. So 50%.
Alphabetical. No.
And just so you know, luck is a resource that I will call upon, but you can also spend it. So if you have failed a roll by 10, you could spend 10 luck and then pass.
And then every time I would roll luck under the...
You'd have
that,
to...
40
luck
under.
Right there. Okay.
Ha! I got a 49.
Okay. Yeah, there's some painkillers just kind of lying around.
Fucking Oxy Night. Here we go!
Yeah, sleep. All right, I'm not gonna push my luck any further.
It's gonna be an after-hours liquid smoke party.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, you guys make a mad dash out of the hospital, and Clio is a pretty small town. You can make it back to the diner where everybody else is. And as you come in, everybody else will say that you've just kind of finished this process of reading through these articles and
we're slow readers,
right? And listening to this audio file. So if you want to fill them in.
Cameraman.
On anything, feel free.
Can you give us a snapshot of what the deal, what it was that you found out?
I really can't.
I don't remember.
I can. Good, go for it.
Call Cthulhu, take some notes.
There were a number of kids, news stories about kids that went missing after being at the house. There was a high school party, graduation party, and some kids went missing.
Yep. Is it an abandoned house that we were at?
Oh, the murder house.
We don't have proof that we were there. We just assume we were there. People have told us we were there.
They told us we were coming.
But we don't remember being there.
Yeah. It's the farming couple that you met that lives not far out of town along the way said that you had come to their house the previous day to try to get them to interview, but they refused.
So I've got some notes here about 1965.
Yes, that would have been when Cooper killed his family.
Happened.
Yeah.
Cooper killed his ex's family, that's what that is.
Right. He gutted them.
Yes.
And then
his
had
wife and child.
Mrs. Volker, she was a realtor.
Her name was Amanda Volker. She is what appears to be the realtor for the house.
And the house is and we were able to deduce that the house is for sale now.
You don't know.
Okay. She had rented it to a film crew.
Okay.
They were going to make a
different
horror movie.
There was a film crew that had come in.
That's
right.
Yeah, there was a film crew that had come in from, I believe, Toronto to make a horror movie there, and that she had kind of facilitated that deal. And then people in the town started to get we're going to have a bad name because of the ghost stories of Cooper House. We don't want it.
I don't know
and
if
they left.
Told him, but we deduced that we are a film crew for a reality show called The Supernatural Files.
Right.
And Rob is the star.
Cooper Adams, psychic.
Cooper Adams, he's a psychic old man in a turtleneck.
No relation to Murder Cooper.
Yeah, no relation to
Murder Cooper.
Once I slide in, I'm going to pull up my phone again and check and look up on Zillow.
Okay.
The house.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it worth?
Well, not only
how much to buy it.
Well,
then you look up on Zillow and try to find information on the property. Nothing comes up.
Really,
what about RealTrack?
You're on a film crew?
For fun. There's people in
Redfin?
Oddly enough, the house is on Tinder.
And my phone's broken. My Instagram.
Yeah. No information.
I'm swiping. Oh,
fuck that house and never call it back.
Swipe left. All right.
Wait,
so
left is the bad one.
Had we figured out what happened to producer / lover of Cooper?
All I know is she was at the house with us, right?
Yeah.
Lynn. So you've had each of you, or not all of you, but some of you have had like various flashes of Lynn, and that's how you know she exists.
My dreams.
Karen.
Obviously, Karen. You share a special bond with Lynn.
Right. Me and Lynn hooked up.
Game plan is find Lynn, get the dinner we're owed.
Yes. She owes us dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of worried. I'm getting a weird sensation that Lynn might not be in good shape.
If I'm just a fucking cameraman, I'm getting free dinner.
That's what's up.
Possibility. At this point, it's pretty late, guys.
Probably
you guys
should
all
go to sleep.
Pretty.
They put all the they put all the chairs up on the tables. I think
chairs
ready
are getting
for
off
us to get
the
24
hour diner, but they're like, these guys are smelly and weird.
Did I get my fucking pancakes?
Yes,
we ordered some to go.
You got to pay.
You got a little like to go box.
Is there a gas station anywhere nearby?
If it's not on the map, it's not going to be there.
Police department, fire department, Howie's Hardware, grocery store. They might still be open. I need to get some booze and some Benadryl so I can sleep.
Does the diner have
booze?
We're
role playing.
Oh, God! Sorry. I was so deep into my character. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm sleeping tonight. I gotta tie one on and snort some Benadryl.
No, you gotta meditate.
All right.
Is the grocery store open?
Give me luck roll.
Well, what time?
What
is
kind
it?
Of schedule is
today?
God
it's,
damn it! The fucking grocery store is closed.
It's nearly 1 in the morning.
This is a small town.
Yeah.
No wonder it's closed.
That should probably close at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Gone fishing.
Well, we're staying at the Coach and Lantern. That didn't have a restaurant or a bar or anything attached to it.
No. So God. There's Ooh. Just like
but the dust guy had booze, right?
He did, and
Who
he
did?
Was half asleep.
Yeah,
when
he was half asleep. The dust guy had booze. Totally.
As far as you
that.
Can tell, he's the only person that. Even works at this.
Who was trying drunk things earlier? It seemed like they're pretty good at
you're
good
at drunk things.
But
he stole my gun.
But that guy is really freaked out about us.
So. He is a bit
freaked
out about you.
Maybe if we're lucky, he got scared and left before we came back.
I've got a flask of strong alcohol, apparently.
Someone had a gun when he was
arrested.
He stole my gun.
He stole your gun, that's right.
I just removed it from one. I didn't steal. I'll give it back.
You guys want to see some real Lolita shit? Check room 14.
I don't think I've even been to my room yet either. I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
I'll follow you to your room. I just want to see what's in there.
That's how rumors get started.
This is true. We should all check our individual rooms together.
All of them we checked, but mine.
And mine.
And his.
No, I did
That's
check.
That's why we got
yeah,
the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, everybody is. I'll just tell you right now, everybody's kind of found.
Yeah.
One thing that I did tell you guys about, but I don't think anybody wrote down.
Heard you?
Maybe not.
It was chaotic in the day.
It's okay. In Lynn's room, there was next to the computer that she was using, there was a pad of paper that had some names and dates.
Oh, I want that. Look,
we're no longer there.
James no, it's
Burke
been
and Alexis Romanoff. Where did
Lynn's,
those names come
Lynn's
from?
Oh, that's good. I'm not going to. Lynn's notepad. Let's
yeah.
be clear. Not
sure.
Pad.
And I can tell
script
you.
Script
that. That might be something completely different.
So, the first name.
I found the trash
blood.
The first name is Mayor Charlotte Coleman. Interviewed September 16th on camera. And the second name.
Hang on one second.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
What was the date on that?
September 16th.
And on
yesterday.
Camera.
So it was
yeah,
yesterday.
It was yesterday.
All right.
We don't have footage of that.
And then Chief Donald Matthews.
It was probably still in our.
He was interviewed earlier today on September 17th at 9:30 a.m. at the police station. Doesn't say if it was on camera or not. And then the third name is Vanessa Volker. Interview scheduled September 17th at 2 p.m. in the office. Scheduled didn't occur, it seems.
So we've been out since
Why would we go to the house?
Why don't we go to the house?
Why did we go to the house before we talked to her?
You may have talked to her, but you may not have interviewed her.
Or we may not have checked her off of the list yet because she never got back to her room to write it on the notepad.
Also possible. Right. We may have gone and interviewed this second person, then come back, and then gone and interviewed this person.
Do we have a location for her?
She should be on the map. There should be a real estate office for her.
It was about dusk when we came to, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. The sun had not quite set.
Yeah. No, I don't have a location.
Okay, she's definitely in the town.
So there might be a gas station with beer and Benadryl.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just, really? She's not on the map?
Some places.
Police bar, fire department, hardware store, grocery store, garage and auto, whistle stop diner. Is there a whistle stop in there?
A liquor store?
Library, which we in the medical care, Frank's guns and ammo. We got a gun.
Our feed store, we can buy some barley
by their front door. We just open.
Can I steal the liquor?
You want to steal the liquor in the guy's office in the front? You can try.
I'm underage. I can't buy it.
I mean, it's your agency. Do what you want.
Cool. So is it luck?
Have we gone back to the
shooting
barrel, the coach and lantern?
I'm going back to my hotel room and I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
These fools
I'm doing the same thing.
We're going to assume that everybody besides you
I made it.
Is going. What did you roll?
I rolled 20. My sleight of hand is 40.
Okay. So you go into the office and he's kind of like still got yet another cigarette half down to the finger. Fingers yellowed with this has happened many times, you can tell. You get behind the did someone steal his gun? I can't remember.
I joked about stealing his gun, but I didn't.
So you
I steal his gun too while I'm at it. And just, I mean, I succeeded, so like
one roll.
What a game to rule them all.
Okay, this one's for the gun. We'll try again for the liquor. The gun's more important.
You want the gun?
Yeah, I want the gun.
Wait, change with the successful roll is 4?
You got the liquor.
Okay, I got the liquor. Can we roll again for the gun?
Was it Karen's room that had the laptop?
Okay. I'll let you try for the gun, but I'm going to need a hard success.
What is that?
So that's half your half. What's your?
The number says,
thing is 40. So that was a hard success, right? Because that's half.
Okay, but you said
so. I got the liquor. I got the liquor really, really easily.
So I won a hard success for that.
20 again! Woo-hoo! I got the gun and the liquor.
Jeez.
Guys, suck it. I'm a magician.
Unfortunately, the gun is full of dandelions.
So I'm now a crazy 16-year-old with no Instagram, but I got a gun and liquor.
You managed to take his half-drunk wild turkey and the shotgun that's behind his desk.
Just pull the cigarette floating out of the wild turkey.
I'm gonna
leave the camera on. The one that had the laptop in it. Where we saw...
Yeah, she did have a laptop. I believe you guys have looked
at
that.
Yeah, we looked at her. We got everything from that.
Was being looked at.
I'm going to the room and going to sleep.
Okay, before we move on with sleep time, because I do have stuff for that.
I do want it to be known that I am not going to go to sleep.
Okay.
I'm going to go and sit in front of the gun and ammo store and wait for them to open.
Okay, fantastic.
I might fall asleep there, but that's where I'm going.
There are more names on this thing, though. So, the 1, 2, 3, the fourth names are...
On the notepad?
Yes, there are more. The Baker family, they declined an interview. That's the family that you met, though.
Okay.
The farmers. The Grover family interviewed September 16th on camera. And then Joseph Kennedy interviewed September 16th, masked audio only. So,
what was his name?
Joseph Kennedy.
Big old Joe Kennedy.
And then James Burke and Alexis Romana interviewed September 16th on camera. That is, I believe, that's the audio that you've already listened to.
Okay, that's where those names are.
Yes. Yep, that's it.
What's his name?
James Burke and Alexis Romanoff.
Okay, James.
And then the last name is Lily Austin, interviewed also today at noon. Or, I'm sorry, scheduled at noon. It doesn't say if it happened or not. Yeah, that's all the names.
No details on her at all, right?
No, just says interview scheduled September 17th, 12 p.m.
Okay. So we don't know who she is, huh?
No, but I mean, you know, you got names. You can look in a directory or
something. Yeah, we'll just take it fresh in the morning.
Did it say whether or not the scheduled 2 o'clock interview was held, not held, or nothing?
Think that we should go to the house about a missing person.
The 2 p.m. on the
that one just
17th
says,
was.
Yeah, that one just says scheduled.
That's the same thing with Lily Austin, right? We don't know if we got
I'm an investigative journalist. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
you're a social media manager.
Cub reporter.
That's not what it says on the sheet, buddy.
All right.
Well, I am.
So you guys all tuck in for the evening. Some with the wild turkey and shotguns nestled against their chin.
Some of us with delirium tremens.
I mean, they died. It feels good to be in a bed. All your bodies are aching. You know, your stomachs are roiling. You feel like you've been through something traumatic, even if you don't remember what it is. You feel the effects of it.
About to go through something traumatic.
Sperm spiders.
We will start with you, Lewis.
All right.
Oh shit, Lewis! Not Lewis.
You in your wonderful slumber spider. And wake up fully rested.
As you nod,
it's
off,
a fantasy game.
As you nod off, your eyes close, and then a vision. Your hands are stained in blood, and one is a dripping knife, and the other is a yellowed skull covered in runes with sentimental value to you. It belonged to your great-grandfather, the first of your line to speak with the children of the grave, the man who changed your family from simple peasants to the wealthiest house in Toulouse.
What?
All thanks to the secrets of those who eat death.
And
for the sacrifices that your family has made.
Jesus, dude, what's your fucking problem? For real.
A brief flash of sadness then fills you. But you quickly dismiss it. After all, your beautiful wife is still young, and you can always have more children.
Oh, shit.
So as this flashes...
could always have more.
This dream flashes through you. You wake up. The sun is not quite risen. First, you need to give me a sanity roll.
Yeah, why not? That is a 6.
All right.
Definitely a success.
You will lose.
Or wait, is 0-0? That's a 0.
16.
So 0-0?
Yeah.
And then a 6.
So
that's
six.
A 10.
That's
6.
That's 6. That's 0-0 is the 10's number, but it's 0.
Yeah.
So you got a 6. So you'll lose 1.
Thank you, Dan.
Lose 1 sanity.
Damn it.
Yeah, and call Cthulhu, even if you succeed, you still can lose 6.
All right, so what's the threshold for like daily sanity loss?
Again. Each start of the day, if you lose a fifth of your current sanity, rather.
Right.
15th is way too much math.
A fifth.
Also,
per day.
Fifth total or fifth current?
Fifth current.
Shit.
Yeah.
It gets worse as you go on. But you try to shrug this off, and you look at your bed sheets, and they're covered in blood. You look at your hands and your arms, and you see that you've somehow cut yourself open, and you've scrawled something on the bed sheets. And you look at it, and at first it makes no sense to you. And as you look at it, it begins to completely make sense to you. It's a spell.
Okay.
And you know how to cast.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, sweet.
You know
this. Can't steal that.
You now know the spell.
I'm gonna try.
You now know the spell Contact Ghoul.
Okay.
I can give you the mechanics.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just so you know, spells in Call of Cthulhu are usually pretty bad.
What could go wrong?
No,
you
just
get like a ghoul spell.
It's
remember?
A spell.
You
call
it
like sound
right out. Yeah. Hey girl, how's
what's
it going?
Ghoul,
ghouls
and
guys,
this
welcome.
Ghoul, please.
Something beneficial can happen with a spell, but just you will usually incur some kind of loss as well. Sanity.
Just
sanity. Your own power. If your power goes to 0, you die.
Yeah, everybody loves
everybody
their powers.
You
just
have to
score?
Deny them your essence.
Your power is what your starting sanity is.
Ah, okay.
Mine's not great.
All right, contact ghouls. 70. Okay, I'll tell you just kind of game mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
started at
49. Yeah. All right. So it costs 5 magic points to cast. When you cast it, you lose 1d3 sanity points, and the casting time is 1d6 plus 4 rounds.
It's a long time to dial a ghoul.
1d6 plus 4 rounds.
Ghouls are found wherever large concentrations of humans are, especially near graveyards and crypts. Moonlit places of burial, more than a century old, are propitious locations for this spell. It also requires a sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Now, it could be, and you know this innately, it could be a bug, but that's not a lot of living
not a lot of power.
Power to draw from. A person could be pretty powerful.
My name is Karen.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
Yes, it is.
Did
Do you have a magic score on your care sheet?
Where would I look for that?
It's alphabetical, right?
No, that'd be like a...
Those are all your skills.
I have sanity and luck.
I kind of wish I had...
Before mechanical repair?
Because I don't
after
have
lock...
a magic
score. After locksmith, before mechanical repair.
Yeah. No, I don't see a magic
score.
I don't see anything on right that magic.
These character sheets are...
Spiders have eight legs.
In hindsight, are not the greatest.
Okay. Magical score is equal to your intellect plus half your education. I just made that up, and it sounded really effing good, didn't it?
It sounded super good.
Yeah, it sounded great. Totally, that's a big number.
I played this game a lot, and I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
So
what
just,
is it actually?
I'm looking it up.
He's looking it up.
One more clarification. You said a fifth of your sanity. Is it per day or just in chunks? Like, once
I
lose a fifth of my sanity...
In a day.
Each day.
Yeah,
in a
day.
Okay. So, like, where it starts at that point in time.
So, I lost a fifth of my sanity last game, and that's why I went...
Exactly. Okay. But now you get to start fresh at your super low total.
And that is an insanity that doesn't last, like, weeks and months. It can if it's built up enough, but generally it's just, like...
I mean, if it makes you feel better,
yeah,
you're all the way down to where I started,
better.
So...
The fifth total, like... Mine is 12 points, so is that 12 points each day, or do I take a fifth of my
of whatever it is,
whatever
it is
on
that
day.
Then so, like, right now it could be 12,
okay.
Tomorrow it could be 10.
Excellent.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still looking for magic points.
That's fine. Now move on with another person. Why would you do this?
I was trying to go to sleep before anybody,
sheet,
so I can maintain my youthful appearance.
I got my
Dustin's basically just like, punish me now, damn.
Okay. Frank, we'll come to you then.
Daddy.
That's me!
You run as fast as you dare, one hand cupped over the flickering candle flame, your only source of light. You must not let that light go out. Higher and higher you climb the stairs. You know that it's a mistake to go up. But you cannot go back. It's behind you, in the dark, and it's coming for you. Now you're in the attic. There's nowhere else to run. A window is broken, the rain and wind blow in. Outside is only darkness. Outside of the attic door, darkness. It wants you. Then, with a gust of wind, the candle goes out, and you are plunged, shrieking into blackness and in the dark. You know it is with you. The last thing you see is a three-lobe burning eye. So you wake up from this fitful dream, and I need you to give me a sanity roll, and
I got a 4.
All right. So you lose no sanity loss, but you will gain 1% in Cthulhu Mythos.
What? He gets no sanity. I rolled a 6.
It's fine.
You also know a spell.
4. That was the difference.
Yeah.
So what that means is that your cap of your sanity now can never exceed that 1 point. Does that make sense? So every time you get Cthulhu Mythos, that drains the ceiling of your sanity.
Holy shit. That's worse than what you got.
The idea is that, like, as your Cthulhu Mythos, like, builds, like, you become more and more insane.
So I can never be higher insanity than I am right now?
Right.
Minus 1, because you got 1 point?
Yeah, so you'll go down 1 point in sanity now, and
that's your new cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, can you
regain
sanity?
I didn't know you could regain sanity.
You can regain sanity, but you can't go past your cap of Cthulhu Mythos.
How do you do that?
You go home and watch Futurama or something?
Yeah,
get married. If we were playing more than like a one shot, what you would have is if you had created these characters, you would have like bonds and things like that you would like write into your character's background, and then like I need to spend time with this person, or I need to get into like deep therapy, or I need to go to like a sanitarium for a little while or whatever, something like that to like get your mental state back up.
There's a strip club in town.
It's called a titter.
A titter.
The grocery store.
Okay.
That's why it was closed around
the back room. Leah, we'll come to you.
Oh, great.
Drums.
Meat market.
Drums wake you.
Your magic quest for the
It is the savage power. Things again. From above, dancing, fornicating, and spilling blood in your name. Trying to win your favor. Fools. You care not for worship. You only wish to slumber. It is not time for you to awaken yet. Not fully. Still, now they have roused you. Your hunger returns. Terrible, gnawing, unending hunger. So you sluggishly make your way through a red-lit darkness around you. Your ebony spawns slither quickly from your path. The way to the surface is long, but you have time. and the savage things above will not stop their drumming until you answer their summons. Of all the creatures that you have ever known over the eons, man is the most persistent in its adulation. And you wake up from this fitful dream, and you also... There's no Sandy. Yes, we make a Sandy roll. Sorry.
Aww. That sounded like pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, a fucking two.
God, you guys with the low rolls.
You really brought this game to the wrong group.
Apparently,
roll
I
like
did.
Shit, usually.
So. The next person better roll a zero for the padding.
You're going to lose one sanity.
Fuck.
Yeah, now you're upset.
And then, what's your intelligence?
50.
Okay, give me an intelligence roll.
Fucking 70.
Okay. A vision of a spell came to you and then disappeared.
Okay.
Here's a gift.
That whole waking from your slumber and then realizing how hungry you are reminded me, like, two nights ago, I just woke up at midnight and was like, you know what? I need, like, a fistful of fucking, like, guacamole and chips.
Just
I just did not go back to sleep until I just ate all
of them. I wish you hadn't said chips.
Cooper. Dig into the bowl.
Winnie the Pooh.
Right, so I'm thrashing around in my bed, sweat staining the sheets, thinking about pissing, but I can't get up because, you know, it's too far away.
Perfect for the stream.
All right.
You move through a city that is completely empty of life, but it is far from silent. All around you, the cries of sadness and terror can be heard, but there is no sign of those doing the weeping. While the strange city is lifeless, you are not alone. All around you are unmoving dark figures, but you know that they are not the ones who are crying. Time and time again, you reach out into dark shapes, only to watch in horror as they crumble to dust and ash at your slightest caress. Then suddenly, someone is touching you on the shoulder from behind. You twirl around, ecstatic to find another living soul in this dead place. But all joy vanishes when you see a figure clad in tattered yellow robes, wearing a cracked, pallid mask, and asks you, "Tell me, have you seen the yellow sign?"
Oh, God damn it! No, I've just not read my Robert Chambers today. That's why.
Give me a sanity roll.
04, so I fucking nailed that bitch.
Okay, nice. No loss. And your Cthulhu Mythos also goes up 1%.
Hail Satan, praise his name.
04, that's no loss.
I don't even have it on my sheet.
Yeah, it's that little statue. Did you read this? It's to make a sanity check roll under the specified number minus the number of statues.
Oh, I have Cthulhu. I'll draw a second statue.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Actually, that's your first statue. So plus one by.
I have a, yes.
Yeah, everybody has one.
I was going to draw a second one. Oh. I was going to fill my cash.
Oh, so
a
statue is 1%?
That's the way it reads to me.
But my sanity goes down by one.
See, these aren't like
which
traditional. I printed these off.
No, you didn't lose any sanity. Roll a two.
But my max sanity goes down by one.
Yeah, the max
just,
like,
is that's there just for fun. I don't know. So just the plus makes the limit those just fine.
How are we right reading on the
sanity? So you're okay. The die with the two.
Well, everybody's
right.
Yeah.
That's your 10th place.
Okay. All right.
And then your other one is your
a max of 100?
Yeah, so it's a rollable stat.
The dominant die, yes.
So it could happen.
And then it was a turn,
not like
oh, hello there.
Making a rage.
Oh, Shaggy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I would like to put my dominant
die
in
you. That makes me feel kind of unsafe.
Well, then you should leave this basement.
Well, all right.
We don't use dominant.
Don't you do karate?
I'll just learn karate and then I'll feel safe. Okay, I cannot figure out how to do magic. My sheet has a magic points thing on it.
It's
but
half
like,
your power. It's 1/5 of your power. I heard Rob say.
I lost my card.
One fifth.
My name is Chet Callahan.
What is your power?
No, that's accurate to mine. So that's probably what that is.
Okay. All right, power is Chet 50. So.
Your power is only 10.
No, my points is 10. My power is 50. So
yeah.
1/5 is.
Pow. Chet. Magic is 10.
So you're sitting outside of the gun shop waiting for it to open.
Yes.
As the night goes on, you just get sleepier and sleepier as you're trying to lick your eyes, but something inside you
just
wants
lick your
to
eyes.
Rest. Yeah, like this.
Oh.
Never done that?
Never.
Stay awake like while driving or whatever?
Lift?
No.
Not lick. Oh, lick your eyes.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Never done that.
Huh.
I thought you literally meant like...
I licked other people's eyes.
What am I, a lizard?
Yeah.
What?
I've licked my meatus before.
Something inside you calls
but
for sleep.
But I had to remove 4 rings.
Sleep you do.
Damn it.
Meatus.
Before you is an undulating mass of white grub-like things with many scuttling legs. Like a spider. corpulent and restless. The horde rustles and writhes over everything and one another. They are too numerous to count, stretching out as far as your eye can see, a squirming sea of sickly pus-colored life. There are millions of things, and you know that they are waiting for when the time is right to spill forth from below the sunlit world above, to enter the sunlit world above, to follow the will of their lord. And as alien as these creatures are, they do not repulse you, because you know that you are one of them. And you find yourself like maggot. Jerking around,
fucking shit,
almost trigger. Like these grub-like tendrils, like you're trying to like move around. And when you wake up, it's really difficult for you to move. And your eyes open, and somehow in the middle of the night, you've pressed yourself behind a vending machine.
In front of the gun store.
It's incredibly dangerous. In front of the gun store.
Damn it.
Americans die every year from that shit.
For they do.
It's not to be four.
I need you to give me a sanity.
16. Well under.
Hail thing.
Lose one, and then you also gain a +1% to your Cthulhu mythos.
So 66 and 69.
Alright.
Alright.
So we'll come to Drew. And Drew the Dream. We're sworn in here that I don't know if we have an X card at this table, but I kind of feel like it might be worth it. So.
X card when it goes too far. Half the middle, and we just back off.
I'm going to go ahead.
Is that like a safe word? Like
it's like a safe possum? Word.
We don't need that here. Come on.
Like banana hammock.
I am a big boy, okay?
We'll go with this one. It's good,
well,
too.
I'm going to have my hand
You pick
out.
Whatever you want. Just
pick
randomly
up,
tap
the
one.
Fucking more
come
guns.
On,
I am picking.
This is good.
Look, it's dangerous for us gamers out here, guys. We got to be
traumatize me.
It's dark and warm as you squirm inside the womb.
Oh. Spider cut.
You can hear muffled
fly.
Sounds around you. Screams of pain and joy. Pressure built around you, and you pulse forward and then are shoved out through a tight orifice. You wiggle and squirm and squeak, and the doctor, tall, looming with dark skin and very white teeth, announces that it's a girl. You're held up and then put to someone's bare chest. The owner of the chest, which you were plopped on, is you.
Oh! Wow!
You're staring at yourself.
I suck on my own.
A giant version of you stares back. Sightlessly, lacking awareness or recognition, reflected in the eyes of the other you is the entirety of all of the cosmos.
Whoa. Hmm.
And then that flashes and dissipates, and then another dream comes to you.
Cosmic
what? Two dreams?
The folks at the nursing home really are not very nice. At 92 years old, you're incontinent, immobile, and confined to a bed. A blocky, hatchet-faced nurse rolls you over every few hours, and infected bed sores both hurts and smells. Sometimes she changes your diaper, sometimes she doesn't. Maggots wriggle and squirm and you're awful, but no one seems to care. Corpulent, fleshy, younger versions of yourself come to visit you every day, claiming to be your children and grandchildren, trying to get you to eat, but you don't remember having any offspring. As night falls, a doctor, tall, looming, with dark skin and very white teeth, comes in to see you. He looks in an x-ray and says quite affably, not to worry. Your pain will be over soon. The x-ray is a window, and the things on the other side, well, it won't be much longer now.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
And then you wake up and give me a
bedside
manner.
I feel like I'm going to fail this one. That was fucking gross. Oh, I failed that really hard.
All right, what'd you get?
883.
Okay.
You get the potpourri.
You'll lose 4 sanity.
Culio.
Wish it was one more, and then we could have had some fun.
Nope.
Could
I just put luck to give her one more?
Can I get one back? No,
you had
to give her
the last
thing.
Oh, that, yeah.
You wake up with your hand.
What's that?
Whole
I said, can I get one
hand.
Back, though?
Those aren't cool.
You gotta, like, really, like...
I mean, you picked the wrong one, because rebirthing is what I'm into.
Isn't everyone?
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, Karen.
Karen.
Yeah, my name's Karen.
You are running in the dark. You've got to keep running, no matter how tired you are. You've got to get away from it. Soon you find yourself running into narrower and narrower crevices to get away.
Crevices.
It comes from the darkness. It lunges at you. It comes in and moves to take a bite, and then recoils in horror. You're even too infected for it.
That's why your name's a Karen.
Fucking
no! Give me a sanity roll.
I gotta get that checked out.
looking at a...
Damn it, Karen, you said 19. You were clean.
19? Okay. No loss. No, that's and you wake up, and it is a new day from your horrific slumbers in the night.
You want to take a...
Yeah, we take a...
You can't save it, Karen.
We all survived the night.